I'm gonna die half the people.
Dude, you're a fucking hell.
I'm gonna die half the people. Yeah, for the people.
Is that from something, or is that just shit?
I love the people.
It's from Judas and the Black Messiah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I made it up.
Can you turn up Sean a little bit more?
This is a verse Sean's working on.
I made it up. Not Fred Hampton. Fred Hampton stole that from me.
From Gardini?
Yep.
Nah, dude. That sounds
you better
good.
Watch yourself in here, Gardini.
How am I sounding, Brother Nate?
It's Black Panther over your shoulder. You better watch yourself.
Yeah, dude.
You
got Gardini and the Black Messiah.
I love the people of Salada. Is this good?
Yeah, that's good. I think that's good, right?
I'm going to die high off the people.
There's no middle ground. It's either too bad or too loud.
I'm going to die high off the people because
it's the mic. We tested it while you were here. Yeah. It's your dog shit
test,
mic.
Test, test.
Not my stuff.
Mike works fine at my place.
Impossible.
I don't know what happens when it goes through your horseshit cord.
Look, we tried the
That's
cord.
Your cord.
Wait, is your cord in?
No. What's your
we tried all your stuff.
No, what's your like electromagnetic field going on around here? Maybe you got a lot of static.
It is off.
From all your afro-combing, you create a lot of static in the air.
Afro-combing?
You got a lot of talk to you like that, Brother Nate?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I feel like black hair does conduct electricity.
All the slang. Our superpowers.
Stoned ass Static X over here.
Static Shock, dude.
Static Shock. Oh yeah, I was thinking about the shitty new metal band Static X. Nah, they weren't bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a cough drop over there, Nate?
did y'all discuss this?
Yeah, Sean brought it up in the car.
Yes, I brought the fucking evidence. I went to take this hoodie out and it fell out my pocket. I was like, there it is.
What your Never Censor art hoodie?
My Never Censor, yeah.
The one we showed the people.
Yeah, well, we did show them.
Yeah, we showed the people. Okay. We showed the people.
All right.
Oh yeah. How
did you feel about this, LeMaire? Did you agree?
Yeah, I'm on Andy's team. I'm Team Andy.
That's good. Cause Nate was talking a lot of shit about you. And we were and Nate like
we
it
knew
was,
your fat ass was gonna.
I'm
say
pro.
It
I'm
was
pro.
A whole yeah. discuss. It was a whole discussion, and Nate was like, "I got to bring this to LeMaire," and I was like, "Nah, LeMaire's just gonna be a contrarian for the sake of it." He fucking set you up for failure before it even got brought to you.
It was either that or fat. Like those were the only options. Y'all were either gonna have fat solidarity or chaos was gonna win.
Okay. Chaos is gonna win.
So what happened was,
dude, them Jolly Ranchers is tasty cough drops.
Okay, yeah,
we were doing a show Friday night. Was it Friday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was Friday night. And I'm getting you guys. You know, if you listened to the page last week, you know I'm getting over a cold and stuff, and I had a sore throat, and I was coughing a bunch. And I asked when
he's
we were
getting over COVID.
No, I got
definitely COVID.
No, it was COVID.
And then he went out.
I know, like recklessly.
That's fucked up, bro.
Damn, dude.
What the
You're
hell?
You're a super hey, spreader. What the hell?
Yeah, soup hey, or spreader.
What's I live problem? My life. Everyone else should fucking figure it out after that.
I live my life one cough at a time.
Oh yeah, we were driving and I was like, I was coughing a bunch in Gardini's car and I was like, I'm not gonna make it. I was like, Sean, can we stop at Quick Check so I can get some cough drops? I go in, do a once over, couldn't find any cough drops.
See, the once over is the development that he added on the car right here, too.
Were we not running late? I was trying to be, we were running late.
This is all new, though.
Yeah, and Quick Check's not that big.
It's not.
I've never been in a Quick Check without cough drops, and Andy was
You're just saying that. You're just
way,
saying
no,
that.
Never. There's hall. If there's not halls, there's the other ones that come in a
Are you
in
saying
a bag.
This because you just assume that?
Why are you so, no, first of all, why are you riled up?
Yeah, lower your
We're
voice.
Just trying to talk.
We're fucking
scared
today, dude.
You're
We're
scared.
Fucking
I'm not scared.
No, you're pulling up the big guns early.
I didn't pull up the big guns early.
Yeah, no, your big guns.
What big guns? I wish I had a gun.
No, because Nate hit me with his Hail Mary early, which is why are you getting so mad?
No, you did get loud, though. You did get, actually.
Yeah, can we use our inside voices, please?
No.
No, heck? Not at all.
No, Sean.
I'm Andy Malafrina talking.
Not for you, dude.
All I have is yell. So we're in Quick Check. We were running late on Sean's accord. And being respectful to the show, I didn't want to waste too much time in Quick Check.
Were we late because of Sean today, too?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, dude, you got it, some was, fucking, you it was got residual dude. You being late. Damn, and Sean Andy. Was feeding
I
on
Andy, I fucking people. I fucking stick up for you on the golf jobs thing. Hey. And you just sell me out immediately.
I'm just here. Well, like, you started with a lie. That's not my territory.
It wasn't a lie. It was the truth based on...
I'm an honest fucking engine, and you're never going to get me to stray from that path.
Okay.
Anyway, so... Me and my 12-foot dick were walking in there, mm-hmm. and no,
you kept kicking it out the way every step. Man, fucking,
he had to wrap it around his waist. Like
that's
a
half the
belt.
Reason I was late. My big old dick was weighing me down, mm-hmm. and yeah, I did the once over. Couldn't find some cough drops, and I was like, next best thing, grab some Jolly Ranchers. Fast forward to the show, which we were a little bit late to. I'm not mad, Sean. Don't worry. And we're in there. Thank I God. Pull out. I get a little bit of a tickle, so I pull out the Jolly Ranchers, and I look over, and best friend in the world, Nate Marshall. I look and I see the biggest smile on his face, just ready to go in on his good friend, who's in pain, who's hurting at the moment.
Yeah,
and he's not feeling great. And so it was
close. Who's his good friend?
Good friend Nate Marshall.
But who's Nate Marshall's good friend?
Don't you disrespect this friendship. We're all very tight. I get it, LaMere. You're in a mood. You're in a chaotic mood.
Yeah, LaMere's in a big mood tonight.
But you don't disrespect the team.
I'm not disrespecting the team. I just want to hear all the details. I'm assuming. I don't want to assume. I just want to, he's like, jeez. Alex Grubart.
And this was the part that doesn't even make me want to debate the cough drop part of it. I was like, I thought back to it again where like I just pull out Jolly Ranchers out of my pocket and you immediately start smiling. To like go in on me, and I was just like,
I knew I did all the math already. I was like, those are Andy Halls.
But I was rewinding the tape in my head, and I was like, you know, what if I just wanted some candy?
Well, then
you were ready to just.
Then I was wrong, but I wasn't.
That's fair.
That's fair. I'll give you that one.
Touche.
But yeah, I was using the Jolly Ranchers as cough drops because I couldn't find cough drops, and it became the talk of the town.
Chaos. Yo, it really did though.
Chaos ensued. It was real funny. There was a huge. Like, no one was certain on either side. But then everyone eventually got Jolly Ranchers, and I slowly was getting everyone on my side.
You did convince a lot of people that, but I can't. It doesn't make sense to me. Everybody's like, "Yeah, it's candy. It goes down your throat," and I'm just like, "I don't. It's candy. It's no medicine in it.
It goes down your throat.
Yeah, it's not the same."
I didn't. Well, the big problem was you guys kept like saying things like that, and I was like, I haven't been arguing any of this.
Andy, you just. You were talked like, all over Shaw. You're not going to let him get his points out, man? We bring him here to agree with me, and you won't even let him get his points out.
Well, man, I don't know if you don't. Nate's nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't be on your team anymore. I'm back for chaos. I'm back in the middle.
You know, Nate picked chaos properly on you, but he didn't realize which side the chaos was going to be.
Yeah.
Ricola.
Dude, don't they like
that Andy pulls out a Jolly Rancher?
I am looking at that. Well, like, are you gonna finish that name?
Let me tell you.
No, you're Andy, still probably a little sick.
Andy, if you would have got a ginger,
it's one of yours.
If you got a ginger or a honey candy, they wouldn't have been able to talk shit at all. Because ginger and honey candy works just like cough drops.
But Jolly Ranchers, it's just sweet treats.
Yeah, but if you can't,
that's
find...
just sugar glass.
But that's the other thing. You could have. It was a quick check. It wasn't some. Like Podunk random.
Yes, I'll give it to my you. Issue. I'll give it to you. They may have been there, but
they were there.
There is a possibility that they were there. There's an extreme possibility they were there. But after my once over, I did not find them.
Once over. The once over is where you changed because that was my initial problem.
I did the once over the whole time.
How long did it take them to get in and out?
Probably like 5 minutes.
That's not true at all. It was 2.5 tops.
Okay. I'll give you 2.5.
So that actually goes against your argument. That's Sean's thing. I was going to say, 5 minutes is a good once over for Halls in a quick check.
We're running late.
But 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, I think you just walked right to Jolly Ranchers, waited in line, and then you were done.
No chance.
Yeah, that's exactly what that was my problem, was you saying you saying that you wanted cough drops was the skinny way to say I need some Jolly Ranchers. Pull this car over. I need some Jolly Ranchers.
And
you couldn't say that, so you had to say.
And I get that that's the funniest route, but I don't know what else to tell you.
I think that's
the
God's honest truth, brother Andy.
I feel you, because you guys want chaos, and you look at me and you go.
See, that's the
thing. I don't want chaos. I want a revolution.
A fat thing. It's not real.
It's definitely a fat thing.
I want a revolution.
It's definitely a fat thing. Someone who would lie.
Hate fat people.
Yeah, someone who would lie about cough drops to like sneak Jolly. No, I'll just get. Dude, I bought two cheesesteaks in front of you when I didn't need to. I'm not bashful about my fatness around people.
Andy's pretty unabashedly fat as hell.
Yeah.
That
was good.
Maybe I'm wrong because I've heard enough people agree with you, but the logic to me didn't make sense. I was really on the side of it's candy. It's no medicine. It's no menthol. Candy.
Menthol.
It's no menthol in there.
Yeah, but I needed something.
Or honey.
See,
or ginger.
I'm trying to talk about this without making a sound bite.
So you think ring pops? So you think a ring pop? Like if you were just sitting there sucking on a ring pop. That would be the exact same thing,
Andy,
as having a Halls.
You need to make a honey ring pop, honey ginger ring pop that you can suck on so you don't have to hold a Halls all day.
Yo, take this part out. We're making millions.
this is our that's pet rock. That's the worst idea ever.
Dude, you're fucking idiot, dude.
Nah, you're going to walk around with it. There's going to be hair all over that thing by fucking the second
don't
lick.
Let that thin son of a bitch trick you. Yeah, that's a beautiful
wrong,
idea.
Dude. You're fucking wrong.
I love
what about
people.
Fat people who like cigarettes. We all cough.
Fat people do like cigarettes, but I like cigarettes.
You do like cigarettes a lot.
Yep.
You
want to know what I like more than cigarettes?
The people.
Yes.
We get it, Sean. The bit stinks.
Yeah, it's not a bit.
just love the people.
I just watched that YouTube video
I
over
bet
and over.
Everyone
again.
Who was listening was like, your mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking a break on that, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to
joke around like that.
We're fucking goofsters, dude. Don't you know that?
Yeah, we just be goofing, baby.
We goof a little too hard sometimes.
Mr. Sean, you're here for order, right?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
You're from the office. You're here from the office to get us in order?
You're from corporate.
Yeah, I'm came in from corporate. I'm undercover boss. Yeah. I came into Nate Marshall and Friends. That's what I think you guys should rename this podcast.
Nate Marshall and Friends? I'm down, dude. Then I wouldn't do anything.
Now Sean's trying to be chaos. I'll take it.
Dude, Nate Marshall and Friends? Let's go.
Let's do it. I am going to start touching kids like Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5, though. That's the only way to end it.
Turn this into Nickelodeon. Nadelodeon.
Or like the Nickelodeon. Remember
Nickelodeon, yeah.
He's dude, rubbing a kid on the...
What?
On the...
Nah, dude, I feel like white kids called it Nickelodeon for a little bit. Nah, Nickelodeon wasn't that black.
Nah, it was like Cartoon Network with all that.
No, that was Nickelodeon had all that.
Oh, that was Nickelodeon.
And all that, it was Nickelodeon for me because there was like 10 black people and all that. Yeah,
and then they spun off to Good Burger.
And Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel, yeah.
There were so many all that spinoffs, dude. All that was a precipice of comedy for Nickelodeon.
Well, it was like kids SNL.
All that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they followed the formula.
Yeah. You know who wrote? Neil Brennan wrote on that, on all that.
Huh.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Yeah, how old would he have been then?
He's probably young. He wrote on. He went from all that to the Chappelle Show. That's crazy, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What a good life.
Sean, how are you,
hell.
Dude?
Neil Brennan's black as hell. Now that I think about it.
What do you mean?
He's written for like
he's
are you
so dang black?
You saying that because of the Chappelle Show?
All his blacks, he just loves doing black stuff.
Yeah, I remember him and Moshe Cash used to have a podcast.
Shut up with that.
He does. Like legit, he does.
No, it's fucking the Chappelle Show.
Yeah,
and it's the Chappelle Show. Period. And then he wrote on all that. All that we just turned into a black show.
He
right
had
now.
A podcast with Moshe Kasher called The Champs, where they only talk to black people.
What the hell?
Are we looking up Neil Brennan's IMDb?
I've looked the cast
look
of all that.
Black
the cast,
podcast.
Like forever?
Yeah.
Gabriel Iglesias, Kenan Thompson, Kel
Gabriel
Mitchell.
Iglesias was on?
Yeah.
All that?
Yeah, Lori Beth Denberg, Amanda what? Bynes, Josh Server. Yeah, Gabriel Iglesias was on there for like a season.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Danny Tamborelli, Giovanni Samuels.
Who the fuck?
Lisa Foyles, Nick Cannon.
Let me blow this up.
Love
Amanda Bynes.
Drake Bell. How many of them are pedophiles now? No. Lil JJ. I forgot about Lil JJ.
Oh, yeah. He was like the last
back
one.
Back in the end.
That was right after he fucking smutted all those terrible comedians.
Wait, no. Tyra Banks?
Am I thinking of the wrong person?
What
Lil JJ? No, Lil JJ. No, the one who, JJ, yeah. From the contest, right?
Yeah, from the BET contest.
I don't remember. I ain't going to say they're terrible, but he was like a kid.
Yeah.
And he couldn't have been doing comedy that long. Like, because he was like, what, in his teens?
He was like 13.
I thought he was like 16.
No, he was like 13. Yeah, he was like young as hell.
Yeah, like he won like that Last Comic Standing type thing.
But it was on BET.
Yeah, yeah. And
what is it called? Last Comic to the Venue. Okay. Thank you, brother.
I don't remember what it was.
Nah, that's good.
They had great stuff. Who's that fat pig on the left, though? Because she looks so familiar.
Lori Beth Denberg?
Yeah.
Dude, Lori Beth Denberg is amazing. How dare you talk about her like that?
A legend.
Is she fat?
I don't know anything she's done after.
I don't know. She fell off hard. Remember, she was in what was the Justin Long movie?
Wait, is that? What's
Accepted.
Her name?
Yeah. She was in Accepted.
She was the big fat chick in Accepted.
That, remember when she fell on the girl?
Was on it.
As Chris Farley was, he wasn't a, he was a guest host.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was a guest host.
That's crazy. This is the lady from Power. The 50 Cent show. This is like the main character's wife.
Mm-hmm.
You said, oh, like this is a bad show. Power's this shit.
Never seen Power.
You hate black things.
I don't hate black things.
Yeah, you're the opposite.
I love Insecure, and you make fun of me for it.
Fuck that black ass show.
I've been watching Euphoria, too. Euphoria is not black.
You must have started.
You watch Euphoria?
Nah, I haven't. Because I don't want.
You can't watch
it. Yeah, it's just like it's sexy high schoolers. I don't need that to be making me horny.
Nah, Mayor, is it or is it not sexy high schoolers?
No.
It's not?
They're not high schoolers. They're adults.
In real life.
They're playing high school.
You gotta look at this one lady, dude. This one lady got some jammies.
Yo, you're using young ass words.
You've been watching Euphoria.
You can't be talking about their bodies with like.
Jammies is
yo,
from the
pacifier
90s,
on this girl is unreal.
Dude, she got some goo goo gagas.
Look at the cast. I tell you, she's blonde. I can't remember. I don't know her real name, but goddamn, dude. It's a. Sitting no.
So what do you like about the show, Lemaire? What sucks you in the Euphoria?
It's just like drama. It's just a drama.
Damn, you love the tea.
Sydney Sweeney.
It's not
that's what it is.
Hot
dude.
Teens.
Oh, I Sydney heard about Sweeney. This lady.
Yeah, dude.
Let's see her.
Let's check her out.
Go to images.
Let's check her
out. Don't put it on there.
Dude,
but
I already know she got no cakes. She got no hips.
I think she might.
No, look at this white dress picture. She's hipless.
It's not about the hips.
She looks like a you know when they have the pens that are shaped like people?
Yeah.
That's what she looks
she
like.
She got shape though.
I haven't seen the show.
Let's see more of her shape. Dude,
she gets fucking.
Yeah, put IG.
I remember one time I just like watched.
Is she old enough?
Yeah.
Oh man!
Come on, man.
Well, that is a deport. That's
an
important
question. I don't
know. Lemaire was talking big about the show, and then we brought the idea of bringing him on screen. He was like, "Hope, slow down."
Because no, she gets like smashed all the time. She always gets smashed on the show.
That's her.
Oh no, that was her. That was her
character.
Same name.
Get smashed.
She always gets like smutted out. She's always like,
oh, she's the whore of the show.
She's
getting trains ran on her and shit.
No trains yet, but.
There'll be one.
Is that an element of Euphoria? Trains?
What, trains? No. Well,
choo-choo.
Dude, there's a lot of like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a very clear side profile.
Yeah.
I mean, she's tight.
She's tight.
I enjoy the tightness.
Have
mercy.
This is.
Have mercy.
Look at Flo Rider. Flo Rider's in their IG.
OMG, I wasn't ready for this one. Go the fuck all 5 5 5. That translates to, please give me some pussy. I'm the same age as her. I could be on Euphoria. I would love to
you
play
could
a
be
high
on Euphoria,
that fucks.
You would crush Euphoria, dude.
Yeah, you would just be like
I want to do Molly and fuck on Euphoria.
Dude, there's only one person who does crazy drugs in Euphoria, and Zendaya is a crackhead in Euphoria, dude.
Like actually crack?
You're like crack, for sure. She OD'd. Zendaya?
She's doing crack?
She's doing crack, bro. She's sniffing crack. She's sniffing heroin. She's doing all the shit.
How do you like
Look
it when
Zendaya,
she does
Rue is her name. Rue.
Is it hot when she does crack?
It's
be
just,
honest.
How fast have you
really,
whacked it after watching the show?
You
have you
probably
have to pause
whack
it
to the
no,
dang
I don't whack
show?
It. I don't whack
you
I'm,
haven't paused it like midway
you probably
through?
Whack it to the dang show.
I'm usually with company when I'm watching your show.
Who are you with? You with a lady?
Oh, you watch those during your trysts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trish
show.
It's a trish show.
Yeah.
Trish
viewing.
It's a trish view. Yeah.
Trish.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm a die hard.
It's tryst, pronounced wrong.
Yeah, I like Trees. Sean saying it cooler though. Trees. Thank you for making it young, Sean.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm an old man. And I don't like it. Yeah, no, I don't like these hip words.
You know it's
Auntie Nate.
You gotta look up Zendaya on the show. What's Auntie Nate?
Auntie Nate is when Nate checks it out. Yeah. When Nate cares about you.
That's when Nate low key. A lot of people, they get like in the DM. A lot of people get in the DMs and they're acting a fool and they're doing mysterious shit that they shouldn't be doing. Nate flips the script. He like he sneaks around DMs and cares about you.
In public, I hate all my friends. But in private, I'm like, guys, please be careful.
You got to look her up on the show. Because on the
die is bad.
Yeah, on the show, she's an absolute
crackhead. Where's she from?
I think she might have rich parents.
Heaven.
She does. She has like two. She does have rich parents.
You know who that ruined for me? That ruined. Yara Shahidi. It didn't ruin. Like, I mean, like, it made me like think less of her for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, this girl's talented. But now I'm like, nah, her parents are rich. Fucking, she got fed in there. She's a part of the fucking system. She's part of the system.
Yeah, but there's a million of those in acting.
True.
She's a part of the system.
There's so many people in acting that just had like rich parents. Because it's like
you can murder a revolutionary. You can't murder a revolutionary.
You need to have money to be able to take all that time off to do fucking auditions. And
you
shit
can murder
like
a rich actor, but you can't murder a movie. All right, never mind. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be. I want to be Fred Hand. I want to be prolific.
We'll watch it. And I'll just show you.
Yeah. I can be all the top prolific.
Come on.
We say something. Right. Say something, Brother Nate.
One man can build anything.
Scream it to the mountain, Brother Nate.
But 10 men
mm-hmm.
can build anything better.
I don't believe that.
Necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, which man's in charge?
Listen. Like, do they have like a good. No. All right, you go, I mean, Andy. Be prolific. Yeah, on the spot.
Prolific Andy. Brother Andy. Come on, Sean. Give him. Come on.
Brother Andy. Scream it to the mountaintop.
Always make sure you get your kids savings bonds at a young age to set them up long term for success.
Bad,
dude. You can't lead any crowd.
That was mine. Was quick. Mine was quick. Come on, let me. What you got,
Nate? You're leading people. Andy's over here is putting people to fucking sleep,
putting
dude.
In the bed, baby.
You're pacifying people. They're gonna use you. You part of the system. You part of the system. Getting them to buy bonds and shit. They're pacifying the people, dude.
Pig.
Oh yeah,
dude, sometimes you don't want to go too deep.
I want to say it on the podcast. I want it on wax.
I
want it on wax.
Putting it on wax.
Guinea pigs is my new name for Italian cops.
What the heck?
Run, tell your pops that.
Right in front of him, man. Right in front of Sean.
Run and tell that.
Sean just over here making fun of Fred Hamilton.
Fred Hamilton.
Dude,
actually, he's not.
I don't know anything about.
Sean's dad's pretty cool. Sean's dad's pretty cool. Smoked weed in his house.
No, I met him a couple times. He's cool too.
Dude, they gave me dinner once. That was nice.
They give you dinner.
You love when
time.
White people are nice to you. He thinks white people are monsters. Every time a white person is nice to him, he's so genuinely surprised.
I don't hate
white. Yeah, you got a bad outlook on white people for how many white friends you love.
I don't have a bad outlook on white people. Not at all, dude.
Every time a white person is nice to you, you're like, yo, can you believe a white man was actually decent? And you told us this whole long story about Jabri having a white guy be friendly.
No, Jibs turned that guy from a
that
racist.
That guy was racist.
I know. I'm just being just goofing.
Can you imagine how kind?
We've had a few dinners at my family's house. We had tuna.
We did have tuna.
We had spaghetti.
Which gives Andy the worst fart.
How was that spaghetti? How was that genuine Italian spaghetti?
We had lasagna and meatball.
Not better than my mama's.
Hell yeah.
Yo, you, your mama yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, my mama got some good lasagna.
That's how we changed the game on the your mama.
Yeah.
Is we bring it back on ourselves.
My mama.
Fuck, dude. Yeah.
I just want to. Never mind.
Just look at Zendaya all night.
No, dude,
we haven't done a 20-minute pod and just fucking. We'll just look at Zendaya to ourselves.
We haven't looked at ladies in a while. It's been a while.
Look at us. Sean's about to cum his pants.
I love dude. That's terrible.
Sean's like, I don't do it for the people. I do it for Zendaya now.
Sean's going to bust. You could be her Tom Holland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you do backflips?
I could.
Oh, did you see that picture?
I think you'd be a better Spider-Man.
Dude, Sean is Spider-Man.
Sean for Spider-Man.
Dude, Sean Gardini for Spider-Man. Look at him. He's Peter Parker already.
I could be sassy. I'd be like, watch it.
Here, boys. Let's do a scene. Let's do a scene.
Web it up, boys.
Let's do a scene. All right.
Sleepy Spidey.
Yeah. All right, Sean. Uncle Ben, you just found out he died. Go.
God damn, them pigs don't kill my uncle. Kill one pig, get a little satisfaction. Kill all the pigs, get a lot of satisfaction.
Sean doesn't know the story of Uncle Ben.
No, he didn't even watch the end of the movie.
Well, I know Spider-Man got killed by some crooks.
Spider-Man got killed
by Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben.
Spider-Man was Uncle
Ben.
Yeah,
Uncle Ben, and so did one of Fred Hampton's boys. It was you got to watch the rest of that movie, dude.
Fred Hampton.
I said Hampton. Fred Hampton. You got to watch
the rest of that movie. Wait. Did you just cough and grab that Jolly Rancher?
I did. I'm testing out the theory.
Nate Marshall, on board.
I love pigs.
No,
I'm about to choke and die on this Jolly Rancher.
I love the police.
Dude, you got to watch the rest of that movie. You're doing all these jokes, but you didn't see the end of the movie. You got to watch the end of the movie, dude.
Yeah, maybe I should.
It'll make you hate what you did. You'll be like, oh, I can't believe.
I can't believe what?
Never mind.
Yeah, man. So I hope you get beat up by some Black Panthers leaving in my neighborhood. Yeah, making fun of this great movie.
I'm not making fun of it. I loved it.
I hope they're out there like, we heard what you said, son of a cop.
What the heck? No, I think it's all about unity.
Yeah, dude. They call you little piglet. I'm sorry.
Damn.
You guys started being jerks. Why are you guys starting to be jerks?
I thought you were being a jerk.
No, I would just love the movie.
Oh, I'm happy for okay.
Sorry, dude.
And I love unity. I know you guys aren't into that.
No, I'm all about unity.
Our blackness kicked in.
You've been making fun of the movie too much. It was like, all right, Sean.
I'm not making fun of the movie. I'm showing support.
Oh, yeah, no, sometimes they get triggered. Comic turns off, and then it's time to be black.
It's not even that the comic turns off. It's like, all right, relax a little bit.
We're just, I don't know.
The bit wasn't crushing. It wasn't crushing.
I was having fun.
If the bit was crushing, you didn't laugh once. Run the tape back, people. If Andy was laughing,
Andy laughed super hard at that last.
You guys are all worried about bits and stuff. I'm just here to have a good time with my friends, no matter what color they are.
Yeah, you just keep. Well, you know what? That's beautiful, Gardini. You know what?
Bits.
Who needs
them? We don't think about bits. I just watch a movie and then I can't stop thinking about it. And I've been saying it the entire car ride.
I artistically quote it till it's out of my system.
I got it smoked the whole pack.
We just caught him on his quote rounds.
Yeah, it's a bit. Well, yeah, I'm editing an intro with it.
That is a thing. I think you do. You get a phrase and you're like, this is my new favorite thing. Like.
I'm just retarded as hell.
Yeah, the other day
you read into that hard. He was just like, I'm saying words that I like how they sound.
No. What was it? When were we together? Saturday. This Jolly Rancher was all making noise in the mic.
We were together
on Saturday.
Holding hands.
Doing comedy.
But,
big stuff. Big time shows.
Big teams, dude.
Big ting. Babylon ting.
Mm-hmm. And everything. The whole way there, like we were together before we got there.
I was pissed in the car,
and everything that happened in the car was this Gardini going, "What the hell?" no matter what it was, the light turned yellow. He had to brake. What the hell? We was looking for parking. There's no parking. What the hell? I gotta go drop off the belt. What the hell?
I see you're not pulling your teeth apart. Was that an important part of the?
Well, the sound is specifically, what the hell?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, was like that way you're saying it? Is that the Jolly Rancher or how he was saying
that's
it?
How,
no, it's how he was saying it. That's how he was saying it.
That makes it better.
What the hell?
Yeah. What the hell?
I would say that a lot.
Yeah. Sean talks with no teeth.
I just like that Sean's bringing back quoting movies.
I love movies.
Yeah, but like when we were in high school, like, used to like that's how you fucking talk to each other. You used to quoted Anchorman and shit. And then when
you didn't watch
Anchorman?
I did watch Anchorman, but I didn't quote it at my
I just do bits.
You just do bits and goofs.
Yeah, I'm wondering what my next one's gonna be.
Ooh.
But did you do that? Like,
look at my notebook.
You and your friends.
I have any good bits.
You make sure you prepare.
Podcast.
We didn't tell you had to prepare 25 for the pod.
Remember, we already sent him a script. We've been planning these, remember?
You guys are getting mad at me for saying all this Fred Hampton stuff, but you guys are the ones that wrote it.
Fred Hamilton.
Well, Sean, we wouldn't have got to that great Piglet joke if we didn't let you do it.
Piglet is so funny. Man, he's the best. Can you pull up Piglet? Can you name an episode that? That's absolutely, so funny. Dude.
Piglet is solid for like a kid cop.
Oh boy, I didn't know my dad was shooting that many black people.
Oh, see, I like to have fun, but you bring it there.
I'm sorry.
I'm having fun.
I would never say something like that.
I know. I'm goofing. I'm sorry. I just took it to the next edge.
I'll do bits now.
Damn it, dude. Why do we write that way?
I don't know, man. We're so dark.
We spend so much time brainstorming. Why is that what comes out?
Can't censor art, bro.
That was funny when
I heard that somewhere.
Is this on your shirt?
It's my.
What the hell? Was it you the other day at the? What were we at the meat locker? Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
I just completely forgot.
Andy was there too.
We were talking about something that I fucking forget. Sorry.
I don't know. It's okay, bro. You're high.
I know. What the hell was it?
What the hell was it?
We were talking about...
Sean, every time you say what the hell, I'm going to add claps.
I remember what it was. But I forget who we were talking about where we were like, oh yeah, you like LeMaire? Well, Nate Marshall writes all of his material.
I said that to someone. Yeah, I was just like, funny. Oh yeah, you think LeMaire's funny? Nate writes all of his jokes. I was like, why the fuck did I think, we should just start rumors that like super respected comedians and we were like, well, there's none here. Anyway, LeMaire. No, and then I was like, we just started spreading that you, like all of LeMaire's material is written by you.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck you guys.
What the hell?
That feels like y'all are making fun of me.
No, what?
No, we're calling him a hack.
Yeah, we're calling LeMaire.
Yeah, we're doing a good old fucking LeMaire over here is bad at stand-up goof.
I don't know. My walls are up.
Y'all. Yeah, you're
Yo, you act like they ever came down. You're a whole tank walking into a room.
Nah, dude.
You're a whole killdozer.
Killdozer?
Did I tell you about Killdozer?
No.
It was that dude who was getting fucked. He was in some small town. He was getting like fucked with by the government. I watched the doc. He was also a little bit of a dickhead, but he like snapped because like they kept taxing all this shit and making things hard for him, so he's like, fuck it, and he bought I forget exactly what the type of van was, but or it was just a big truck thing, and he started like reinforcing the fuck out of it. It was a fucking bulldozer, and he started reinforcing the shit out of it.
Yeah,
and just was driving through town fucking the whole town up one day.
That's awesome.
Did he get locked up?
I think he killed himself. Yeah.
What a way to go out. Did he just like let it go right ahead of it?
Hey, ghost riding the whip suicide.
As he's dying, he's like, just so everyone knows, this is called a killdozer.
That is a good name.
Watch your work.
No, something happened. Oh, it was like.
Oh, like the announcer from Halo came over. He was like, killdozer.
That's what I
said. Sorry, my brain went another place, but I wanted to say one more thing about Killdozer, because the way he died was he kept trying to... He eventually was doing more than his, like, bulldozer could handle, and he had all this, like, he couldn't see out of it, so he had all these, like, cameras set up, and it was, like, all this extra equipment and stuff, and eventually it fucked up, and it just started smoking, and there was no way to actually get out of the thing.
Oh, so he... Died by idiot.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think he like no, he may have like welded himself in so he would like commit to it or something. Maybe he knew he was gonna die that day. But yeah, all the smoke and all that shit is what eventually killed him.
He planned on suicide in that day. He had plastic cords going back into the car, you know. Yeah. He made his own vents. He's like, I'm gonna suck up all this.
Yes. Like a setup to
there had to be a time where he was driving, he's like, I'm a little woozy.
You see video of the killdozer, it's just like like oh, the smoke's getting in there.
And this is where he gets high.
Sergeant looks like he's killdozing a little bit less.
Killdozed off. Forever. He slept forever. He died high off the people. Guys, I'm sorry for being such a smart aleck on your guys' show.
Dude, you're not being a smart aleck.
This is the place to do that.
Yeah.
No, we're just fucking pissed at me. I'll never come back. We're not getting pissed again.
It's just extreme goofs today. We didn't get to be in person last week, so we're just like extreme.
We got the goofs all built up.
Yeah.
Eddie had COVID, so we couldn't do it.
Well, you know.
But I'm built for getting sick.
Sometimes you got to be a smart aleck.
Just watching. Yeah. Oh, just crushing movies all day.
Oh, you mean you're built to be sick?
Oh yeah, all my favorite things equate to being sick.
Snow days,
finding an excuse to not leave the bed,
beers,
sick. Mm. No, I didn't. That's the only part I don't like about being sick is
you can't drink beers.
Beers aren't enjoyable. I've tried to before. Beers aren't fun, and I had no appetite. So I just had a steady diet of Marvel.
You do look like you lost a little weight.
Do I?
No.
Nate, are you fibbing over there?
Oh, my bad.
Nate's being a wiseacre now.
Dude, I knew I was opening out. Myself up there, but no one says that to me.
You got sniped.
Do you watch all the Marvel movies?
I'm up to... What did I get up to?
Andy just got killdozed.
Oh, you hit me in the post office. Oh, yeah, that's where he ruled, too. He was, like, mainly going after government buildings. Yeah, so I was like, he knows what's up.
Beast.
Killdozer. Beasted. I think I ended on Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I skipped Guardians of the Galaxy.
So it's got to be why?
That's like the best, one of the best Marvel movies. Yeah. Period.
No, because I've seen both of those. Like, yeah. I've seen both of those. Like two.
Wait, you brought them up like that? You haven't seen any?
I've seen like a few, like halves of them.
All right, well, what's your reasoning behind this?
Sean only watches half movies, so he can just he's like, nah, I can just Sean make fun of the stupid people.
Sean finds his favorite thing to quote and stops the movie.
Just tweets it, and then that's it.
Yeah, no, Fred Hampton know. Did I'm say curious. Four to people at the beginning of the movie.
I'm just curious about Marvel.
Yeah. Miss Marvel?
That guy. Did you hear about the guy who died?
Why do you have to be a perv about it?
Oh, yeah. This,
did we talk about that
on Moon Knight? We didn't talk about it, no.
Yeah, there was a show that was...
even out yet.
Yeah, they just put out the... They put out the trailer
today.
Oh,
you were telling me about this.
Yeah.
So what was the show?
It was Moon Knight. Moon Knight.
Who's a badass? He's a good hero.
The trailer looks all right, yeah. But so did the...
He's just Batman. I'm sorry.
Just like white Batman? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like outfit. Not,
yeah.
Nice.
But he's probably Asian.
No.
I'm guessing.
It's a white guy. All right.
Dude, I was just in my brain like, yeah, Batman's black. And then, like, you said it. I was like, yeah, he's black. And then when you were like, well, no, because what? Batman's white. And I was like, since when?
Bruce Wayne is white.
Bruce Wayne is white.
He is the man. He's actually the man.
Bruce Wayne.
Batman is
like,
black.
I mean, the man, like you talk about, like rich people. He's the never mind. I suck.
Yeah, he's a big. He's a big.
He's who's Bernie's talking about. He's the 1% of the 1%.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. How did I?
We good.
Oh. This is a disaster.
No, dude, you're a disaster.
Yeah, don't come down here bringing down the vibes.
Dude, come on, man. Put your glasses back on, dude. Yeah. Shape up.
Try to be all cool.
Put your shape up, dude.
The whole podcast goes acting like an idiot.
No, dude.
Embarrass myself.
You know, I think
you know what? You are embarrassing yourself. Get it together.
You're right.
There's only one way to do
there
the
he
test.
Is. He's coming back.
Bring it back.
The sweet boy Gardini. Those glasses come off. He turns into a maniac. Whew.
Yeah, it's power off. He's
that's
controlled.
More like it.
Oh, Sean tried to just embarrass me out of nowhere the other day on Twitter. He saw a typo of mine and went and tried to just share it with the masses.
Dude, it's not hard with the infrequency of the tweets. You got plenty of time to proofread them. I always want to do that whenever you tweet. I always want to retweet it and be like, "New Nate tweet just dropped."
That is sick. Do it like bi-monthly.
Yeah, that's about me. That's probably it. Probably less, to be honest.
Yeah, I've been tweeting too much. I gotta get off Twitter.
Why you gotta get off Twitter?
Because I'm a fucking idiot.
I enjoy your tweets until they're directed at me, trying to make me look like an asshole.
What word did you spell wrong?
Joking around.
I spelled peace, but I meant like P-E-A-C-E, but I spelled it P-E-I-C-E or whatever, P-I-E-C-E.
I can't say shit. I'll tweet something or post something on my IG story, and I'll look back.
Hurt my feelings.
I'll look back and I'm like, I forgot a whole word to that sentence.
I do that shit.
Yeah. Dude, I do it all the time.
Yeah. I actually don't give a fuck in case you think. You look like you thought I really was hurt.
Whatever.
Man. It made me smile, especially when you responded, what the hell?
Well, that fucking guy wrote a nasty thing to us.
Actually, looking at Piglet, hearing Sean talk, he would be a way better Eeyore. Yeah. Like if they
people say that. People used, in high school, my wrestling coach used to say that all the time.
Yeah, you were Eeyore?
Yeah, he used to call me.
Did that you still have...
Freezer.
Nah, he used to call me Sardini, too.
Damn, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's a good, like, wrestling coach bird.
Yeah, that was John, Mr.
Sean. John. Can you say Freezer real quick?
Freezer.
Right.
No, it's like Freezer, just like that.
Freezer.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Why?
Nothing.
You guys entrapping me?
No, we're not. If anything, we're doing the exact opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
They don't like F's on the main.
Oh, that's just a bit. That doesn't matter. I don't know.
Why are you timestamping
that?
Because it's a bit we do. It's a bit.
Can you type in sexy thick piglet? Just curious.
Just pictures of Sean.
The lady from Reno. Oh,
what's Freezer?
Frieza, like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you're fine, dude.
Yeah. We would not set you up. Come on, man. You have to
the first pick with a yammy.
Is that safe?
We look at the next one, the one to the right of it. That's the best one.
That's a solid one.
Yeah, somebody put a frog on a pig. That's ridiculous.
And then here's a piglet with big fat titties.
Oh, wait, can you go back to the other one, Andy?
Yeah.
You know what that looks like? Your mama.
That was a fun one.
Let's go, Sean.
Hell yeah.
Getting in on the fun.
Yes.
Getting in on the whole goose.
Yeah. Look. Sean puts his glasses back on. He comes right back to life.
Having fun with the goofs.
I was going to say, you should have saw them both out front, because, like, there's something about the two of them that brings out something. Because they were both, like, Sean, like, the second we got in the car, Sean's like, pull the people, and da-da-da, and he's, like, making noises back there.
I was sleeping, you guys started you were making noises. Fun at me or something, I woke up.
You grabbed a quick fiver.
Yeah, you got tuckered out on the right.
Yeah, and then LeMaire's been trying to fight him the whole time.
I'm not trying to fight.
You tried to wrestle me on Thursday.
I'm just saying, did I?
You had a little liquid courage. Yeah, you started pushing me around.
Come on, dude. Let's fucking wrestle, dude.
Yeah, dude. LeMaire gets a. Nah. If the drunk hits LeMaire right, he's in a mood to wrestle.
No, dude. I think I got big horn energy.
You've been riled. You've been getting fired up when you're drunk. Yeah. You've been starting fights.
I haven't been starting fights.
Just like arguments, like conflict. Oh, yeah. You've been picking a subject that's not that important to anybody else.
It is a great subject, yeah, because it's like most people don't care, but when LeMaire brings it up, it almost always makes them like, or they disagree with him heavily. I'll say that. It's so funny because, it's like no one cares, but they're like, look at this idiot.
What has one of those been?
I'm over it.
Yeah.
There was a water is wet. We were doing that in the car. Remember all right, that?
Dude, I'm sorry.
Water is wet, dude. Remember that in the car? That's one of them.
What was our other dumb one we were doing in the car? Oh, yeah, but like, what were you saying? What's the difference between night
and day?
No. What was the first? Yeah. You're like, what's the difference between night and dark?
No, I meant to say day.
Wait, did y'all get into a whole argument over a miscommunication?
We were just having a really like retarded pontification session where we were like, I was like, dark is like the absence of light, but night's just like a time of day.
No, night is the absence of sun.
But here was my question. I was like, because you can, is nighttime, is nighttime a time of day versus than an actual like amount of light?
No, it means something. Like,
yeah, we're trying to be serious as hell.
I was listening to y'all, but I kept thinking I was hearing like a but it's my
husband. No, it's just me exhaling.
You guys rocking a slow fart over there?
Dude. Yeah. You don't have any hot takes on this?
wait, darker. You guys might as well just said nothing. I could have. That's probably why I took a 5-minute nap.
Your brain shut off. Yeah.
Well, that's how water is wet thing got. I was like, this is stupider than is water wet. But that one all
that one's not dumb, dude. Because in space, water's not wet, dude. It's a ball.
I want to talk about it, but also it's like a well-established meme, and yeah. I just don't want to like. I just don't want to retread that vine.
We're going to get called hacks if we do it.
You guys got to stay offline.
I'm never online. I'm always offline. I only come online to tweet twice a month, twice a year.
Yeah, I live in the moment.
You hop on, check out what's going on. You're like, all right, here's my bi-monthly tweet. They're ready.
And then it's got a typo, and I'm just furious with myself.
And then I bust your chops, dude. That's my job as your friend, to bust your chops when they need to bust
them. But you busted them publicly. You made the word real big.
I texted you privately and said, I just fucked you up.
Yeah, and that's what I saw first because I don't even have like notifications. I was like, what the hell?
What the hell? Wait, so what word was it? What was the sentence? Can we bring up the tweet?
Pull up my Twitter.
Still up. What we can tell if you delete a tweet, Nate. There's so few.
I won't delete it.
You pull can up my Twitter feed. Pull up my Twitter feed.
Oh yes, the attack is on Sean's Twitter.
What's your Twitter again? Sean, is it just your name? Gardini. Wasn't it? It was different before, right?
Nope. Just put it in the dang thing. All right.
I'm gonna fuck your name up.
What the hell?
What the? Dude, that's your catchphrase now.
Yeah, that's gonna be on your merch. You're gonna go up to shows. Or you're gonna go as soon as you start to like do first joke.
W what before the hell? The A. That's what. I knew it was something weird.
No, that's how you normally spell Sean.
Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong.
That's the only way I've ever seen Sean spell. Not those motherfuckers who've been seen. Them seen motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's junk.
Okay, I've been using punk rock as white noise. White people sorrow brings me peace. Oh, and it's like the crux of the joke.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
So it's like it's so obvious. Like once you hit that dismount, you're just like
I noticed
this isn't the right one.
Black Mark liked it though. He's the man.
Yeah, Black Mark is the man. I did oh man, so many likes. Look at that. Just 110.
I'm clouded, dude. I'm clouded.
Off of insults.
Yeah, this guy was a jerk.
Comedians are supposed to be funny.
What the hell? I hit him with a what the hell. What the heck is his problem?
Yeah, he's junk.
That guy?
Yeah.
Can we? But.
Yeah, I
not
him
have it on screen?
No, it's not on screen.
No, I meant for you to just look at.
Oh, I give a shit about that. But, I also tweeted in. He fell for the trap. I noticed it as soon as I did it.
Oh, come on.
I noticed it as soon as I did. I really did.
You activated his trap card.
I noticed it as soon as I did it. I was sitting there with my girl. I was like, fuck, I spelled peace wrong. And then I just was like, it had one like, and I was like, someone's seen it. And then I just left it, and I was like, someone's going to come at me about it, and I'm going to call
him
a dork. Just deal
with it when it happens?
I'm going to call him a dork.
Wait, so you noticed it immediately?
It is dark.
I noticed it immediately.
Just delete it, repost it. Come on.
Nah, I wanted. I was thinking 20 steps ahead. I was
You know what this explanation is reminding me of? Andy's about to cough drops.
How so?
Yeah. Oh, Jolly Rancher cough drop? It's going at work. You haven't coughed since, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, you've been pretty clear as hell.
Yeah, but I think you can sing now.
I'll smoke some weed. I'll be coughing again. I just never cough again
for
the rest of my life.
Then your mind's going to go back to that Jolly Rancher life. And you're going to be like, oh, Andy had some points.
I don't want it yet. I'm not smoking for a bit.
Sean, what have you been up to, dude?
Nothing. Just editing a lot.
Dude, you haven't been ice water fishing or nothing?
No, I don't go fishing in the cold time.
Why not?
Because I don't like the cold that much. And you know,
you're a summer bird.
I let the fish have a little
beach
break.
Beach boy.
Let the fish have a little month or, you know, a couple seasons to themselves, and then come back in the spring and give them hell.
Okay.
They know I'll be back.
Yeah.
How long do you normally go fishing for?
As long as I want to, brother. That's the beauty of it.
That sounds peaceful as hell.
It's the best.
Fishing is the best. I've only done it like three times.
Fishing's so fun. You're a little bit of a fisher too.
I'm trying. I'm trying to be more into fishing, but I won't post about it because it's Sean's thing now. I want to go. I've been begging Sean to take me fishing, and then the whole summer passed.
Yeah, we could go in the springtime.
But didn't you say you had a little boat?
I have a kayak.
So we can't really
keep. We have to stand on the bank and fish.
Oh, that's peaceful too.
You just get in that kayak, sit on his shoulders.
Sometimes I ride my bicycle to the nearby ponds with my rod on my back.
I think I should go fishing with Sean because I went fishing with Dorian, and I don't think I'll do that again.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. He's just correcting me the whole time.
like while you're trying to fish?
Yeah, I'm like, dude. Yeah. I'm
he's not respecting what it's about.
Yeah, that's totally
just going out and enjoying
that's
the.
Totally not what it's about.
Join the fucking energy of the pond.
See, the thing about, I feel like Sean would be quiet for a large period of time, which is like the nice part of fishing. He's just sitting there high, just in peace.
Nah, Sean will be on mushrooms and he'll dive in and catch a fish with its mouth. He'll be like, hey.
What do you take me for, man?
I feel like Lil Bear just accidentally disrespected some fishing code.
I'm just a normal guy.
Like, no, we never disrupt the peace while we're out on the pond.
I disrupt the peace a lot.
Do you call it that? Do you call it the pond?
Yeah.
Like when you tell your dad after you had some supper?
I'm going to the pond.
That's my favorite thing about Sean. He'll just randomly hit me up being like, just had supper. And now I'm going to take a crap.
Yeah. Well, I do take. What do? After you eat supper, you got to get rid of lunch.
Nah, you got to let it stew for the overnight. You got to get that
lunch,
first thing in the
lunch
morning.
Has to come out.
Yeah. Now you got to compound it.
Get that big shit.
Get that big relieving shit.
You gotta time that. You gotta time that right though, because if it gets too backed up, then it starts fucking creating bad shit in your tummy.
Thrills.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Thrills.
That's thrills. That's how you thrill seek. I gotta get to a bathroom. Oh, you guys have a. Sean's been in the bathroom. You have. I added.
Oh, I was gonna bring that up.
Do you have a big gay?
Yeah, I do have a big gay for my asshole. My asshole is so clean, Sean.
Yeah. How does it feel?
Fucking.
No.
Just sparkly. It's impossible. He's wearing headphones. There was nothing said. I was like, just trying to get people riled up.
He's 20 steps ahead. That was some war level tactics. Dude, he precision drone bombed you, dude.
He didn't get me.
Not one wedding got. It was just the target.
I saw it. I was like, that bullshit whisper. That whisper's a distraction.
Nah, dude, he curved the bullet like in that Angelina Jolie movie.
Why I fucking Matrix did it. Yeah.
He went, yo, you saw when he went up to LeMaire, he whispered and he was like,
I think the whisper got you. And you're pointing it at me. I called it out. You're like he curved bullet you. I'm like, what? No,
I'm saying it curved the headphone into his ear. Even if it did, though, I've been watching Cobra Kai. I got
Andy got Stratton. Andy
got
they bombed the wrong
you
wedding.
Were at the wedding.
I got whisper friendly fire. Yeah. I was just trying to go to school.
Well, that's no laughing matter. How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm pretty great. Yeah. I was happy for this. I was excited for this.
Yeah, got a new
me
job.
Too.
What? Hell yeah. What you doing now? Oh, yeah.
I'm a warehouse manager.
Manager. Big thing for people. Yeah. You got to start fucking your people under you.
Yes. That is the way. That's how you achieve absolute power.
You got to start abusing your power.
You start going up to the younger women. You want an extra 15 on lunch? Because I know you got that bullshit 30.
Hook you up with a whole 45. You'll have time to get your food and eat it.
Have you taken advantage of your power yet?
No, there's no power.
What?
Yeah, I'm just empty, and it's just me in a warehouse just moving
have
shit.
Have you masturbated there yet?
Huh?
Have you masturbated there yet?
No. I haven't thought about it, but maybe.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to make a den.
Every time I go into a place, I think about where I would masturbate in it.
Mm. Well, that's because you just be whacking
the closet.
It, well, obviously, where else would you?
Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah.
Whack it
That's
off.
Where I whack it.
Well, wherever she is.
I can't say I brought it.
All over this place.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I whacked it all over.
LeMaire used to live in here.
I cannot say.
Oh, yeah. We're sitting in LeMaire's ghost church.
Yeah. The millions and millions of your unborn kids.
The spirit of LeMaire coming.
Yeah. Have you tried to like do a spirit bomb in here? It would just be a bunch of dead jizz.
Is jizz wet? No.
For a little bit.
In the beginning, yeah.
You gotta burn that sandalwood, dude.
You're close. It is something. It's something gayer than that. I can't remember what this
is. It's not sandalwood?
Nah, it's it might be sandalwood. It's like it's basically like when bitches burn
sage,
just like that. But let me see.
That would add to your character if you like nailed it. That would add to your like not character.
You know what?
It
is sandalwood. Amazing.
Can we light
it? He can sniff wood?
There's schnoz on him and he's not even Jewish.
Can we get it going? Get some good vibes up in here?
We'll save it for the page.
Oh, good.
Bust it out on the page.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'll have that. We'll do this. We can all microdose mushrooms.
You said you have a few beers?
God, I do. I have one Heineken, three Golden Monkeys and a White Claw.
Do you think that was the problem was with this one?
This one was good.
It was, I mean, like, it was.
Oh, you didn't like
this
one?
Oh, my God. Did I say that out loud?
I thought we were having a blast over here.
What the heck, dude? You didn't like this episode? Was it because I was being a wiseacre?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was doing. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
But that means you felt it. All right, LeMaire, what's wrong with this
one?
Yeah,
what's wrong with
this one? There's no blunts. There's no blunts.
You don't even have to bring it.
No, dude, it's my fault. That's my department.
I've been
slacking.
I left this here.
I brought a joint.
I know.
He did bring a joint. LeMaire thinks blunts.
And I'm a guest.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sean.
So maybe it's your fault that the episode
was
lacking.
It's my fault.
And not the beers.
It's my fault, dude.
It's not because of the beers. It's because of you.
Damn.
And it's not because of me either.
No, it's not because of
you. Because that would make me feel better.
No, it's absolutely not because of you. No.
Do you guys know Sean?
This is the most I've ever talked on a podcast. And then you go and say it's a bad
I'm sorry.
Also, Sean didn't start laying down the law till the glasses came off. That's crazy what those do to you. Is that what's keeping you together? Is that why you're so like chill and like, hey, I'm Sean Gardini, nothing fucking fucks me up? But then the glasses come off and you're just like fucking Terminator?
Glasses off, guard dog. Damn.
Yeah, I'm a beast. Nah, I don't know. I'm just having a good time with my friends.
That's what this is all about,
I'm
man.
Having a blast.
That's what it's all about at the end of the day, LeMaire. I'm sorry I didn't meet
your
standard.
All about.
Dude, it's not you. I don't think I did enough.
I'm sorry I didn't
I don't
meet
think
your standard,
I was funny
and
enough.
I'm sorry I produced
the podcast.
It's not
you, dude.
Now.
I don't think I was funny enough.
I think we were all sitting here like, this is a fun episode. Yeah. And then you just LeMaire's bring
I was like, I wasn't. I'm not pissed at
LeMaire's
you, Sean.
Been pissed at me ever since I started producing the podcast.
No.
To be,
is this
no,
going
that's
back?
Not true.
Is this going
back?
I know. I wanted that to be the arc so bad.
I just always wanted to say that.
Say this though, bro. In LeMaire's defense, I've never had fun doing this once.
Damn, dude, I'm sorry.
This whole
You're
thing's
so
a burden.
Yeah,
no, I'm not mad at. I'm mad at myself.
Tuesday
it's
rolls up, and I'm like, man, fuck, I gotta see these guys, these assholes,
my stupid close friends.
Tuesday's gone with the wind.
What the hell was that? Cardi?
You know what's up? My baby's gone with the wind.
Is that the movie?
I don't know.
The movie.
It's a song.
Who writes it?
I don't know. What's the matter, Nate?
We're killing your mama, but you see, that would have been the best one I ever did, and it's over.
Damn it!
That was gonna be my first time with a good.
If your mom, if your mama was like a drug, like the first couple episodes were like when you get a little hit, it doesn't. Now we're just like waking up every morning, like you guys got any of your mamas?
I'll suck your dick for you.
Yeah, I'll suck your dick for your mama. It doesn't even feel good. I just need it to get through the day.
God damn.
You're right, Lamar. This episode does stink. No. This one's.
We should delete it.
No, dude.
Yeah, well, let's not post it.
Nah, let's delete it, Lamar. No, you're right.
Nah, let's just post it backwards.
I came down here and became a fuck. I just.
Let's post it. You didn't
do anything wrong, Sean. You didn't do anything wrong.
I'm a damn fool.
Sean, if anybody made a damn fool of themselves, then it's me. And I would like to apologize formally.
It's well, that I would like oak. To apologize formally as well.
Kiss.
Please don't.
You know the man thinks it's going bad. He's like, I'll fucking kiss him. I don't know. Whatever makes it better.
Nah, dude, I couldn't do it.
I just set my apartment on fire.
Interracial gay makeout? No.
No way.
Yeah, we wrote this whole script beforehand. You're acting like you didn't know this was going to happen. You acted like you weren't going to take the heel turn in the fourth act.
He's like, Sean, your monologue earlier was a little dry. I write it with more inflection. I wrote a real glasses on monologue.
We should. That would be so funny. Podcast. Cut. Let's do that riff again. Let's take it from the top.
It's going to be podcasting in like 50 years. It's going to be like reality TV podcasting.
Yeah, probably, for sure. Right.
So it's going to be ladies arguing, but they're going to have to pause it and re-argue.
I wouldn't be surprised if something like that already exists.
Dude, it probably already exists.
Heavily edited podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Ones that like
There's probably one where they improv the whole fucking thing.
Ones that like famous people do.
Like
regular famous people have podcasts now.
I know, it sucks.
And they're like, can you take that out?
Yeah.
Just code and stealing all those comedy hours from these from everybody else trying to make it.
Code is crazy. I can't imagine this podcast is any good.
It's really good.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about it.
I love Coda's podcast. It's really good.
I remember Lamar.
You like the most normal podcast. Mm-hmm. You listen to like NPR.
Yeah, dude, I don't need your fucking extremist shit in my head.
What extremist shit in my head? I don't even fucking listen to any stuff. Dude.
Come on, damn.
Everything's not all dicks and slurs.
What do you guys think I'm listening to?
You out there listening to Tuesday shit, dude?
No, I don't.
Fucking,
you know, Tuesday's gone,
dude. I'm not trying to be. I don't know.
I don't listen to any comedy podcasts.
No, what do you listen to?
The radio.
Damn, the
sometimes
sound of
I
the
listen
water.
To Rogies.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what Tron listens to? Fucking
smooth jazz.
Well, we were driving the one day. He just put on this one White Stripes song.
Beast.
And he just starts playing it.
You
and he's just like,
too.
He was like,
this is my beast song.
He was like, I would listen to this in my head.
No, you
in
shouldn't,
high school
you shouldn't
before.
Say this.
What?
I don't want this on the
What was your hype up song?
Yeah, but I don't want everybody to know that.
Well, now you gotta say it.
No.
That's it. That's the. He would crush White Stripes before his tests in high school.
Oh, but you're not gonna say the specific song?
I don't know. It wouldn't register to you.
You don't know? I used to listen to the White Stripes.
Name three songs.
No.
Sex on Fire.
Sex on Fire.
Nope. The wrong band.
That's Kings of Leon.
White Stripes.
One of them's literally the most popular song, like, in the world.
Seven Guns, Six Guns Salute.
Ain't it something Army? Ain't it something Army in that song?
Seven Guns, Six Guns Salute.
Am I right? I think it is Army.
Seven Nation Army?
Seven Nation Army.
See, I fucking told you. Told you.
Dude, I was fucking close.
How'd you come up with that? That's a cool name for another song. Seven Guns, Six Guns Salute. I like that a lot.
Who's your favorite member? Jack or Jenny? Do you like Jack or Jenny
love
more?
You.
They're the same person.
Don't listen to them, dude.
What?
They're the same person. They transition.
No. There's no Jenny in the band.
Yeah.
He's trying to get you, dude.
Her name's
you.
Meg.
Oh, no. That was a trick, dude.
She's Jenny now. She transitioned to a better bitch.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about the tit job.
Yeah.
That is funny because she is like a doughy art school girl look, and that would be great if they came out one time and she just fake ass huge tits.
Yeah, we're making fun of somebody the other day because they got a boob job.
Why would you do that?
Because they're dumb and they got a boob job. And some
that's who gets the boob jobs.
And if someone was like a boob job, why didn't she just get a brain job?
Well, that's what was I'm it saying you?
No, it wasn't me.
Yeah, some
thank
really,
God that wasn't you.
Yeah, true. Some really hilarious guy.
That's so funny, dude. You guys are, it's fucking
he
hilarious.
Definitely
I've been saying that thing about the Jeopardy lady on stage about how she didn't get a, she still has a man brain. That's why she wins Jeopardy all the time.
Man Bialik?
No, it's Amy Schneider. She's won like 1.6 million.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wish she didn't get her fucking brain transplanted, dude. I mean, she's the only woman in the top 10 of earners, and she has man brain. Isn't that fucking awesome? I also keep laughing about how she's just like, she has $1 million just to get cool new titties and ass, and new pussy and stuff like
that. She has $1 million to become like, the baddest.
Wait,
bitch.
Did she get titties like this week?
She just got the bread to do it.
I thought she was the one who got titties.
Yeah, like a trans getting $1 million. It's like time to upgrade.
Time to go to the shop. Gotta get some new Hooters.
Time to update this operating system.
Yeah, so she just like getting all the new attachments. She's just so
I got the Cooter 5000.
She's also a fucking genius.
Yeah,
like a engineer that.
Yeah, you have to be like smart to crush Jeopardy, right?
Bro, yeah,
is that what you said,
like,
Jeopardy?
Yeah, she has like almost 2 million now.
That's crazy.
And you win like she wins like probably like.
I think you mean
30.
He has almost 2 million. Well,
no, that was another one. The option.
You want to be a freaking jerk about it? What the heck.
Yeah, I'm just goofing. I'm just
shoes untied.
Club C's.
Wait, can you tie them on the table?
Tie
them on the table.
I want to put
people
my shoe
eat
on
there.
The next table.
I eat right at this corner every day and whack it.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom.
Yo, where are we at? This shit episode is taking forever.
7 gun, 6 gun salute.
Oh man. Is this